在1945年，第二次世界大战结束。
In 1945, at the conclusion of the Second World War.
啊，这是人类历史上最惨重的一场战争。
The world saw the most dreadful outcome for a war.
啊，阵亡的人数是以千万来计算的。
And the number of those who perished were upwards of 10 million.
1947年。啊，在芝加哥大学，他们设立了一个末世时钟，哦 ，Doomsday Clock。哦
，In 1947, a Doomsday Clock was established.
啊，这个末世时钟呢，是依照世界上的各样的变动啊，政治上的、人文、地理以及天然灾害来设立人离这个世界末日的。距离。
And the adjustment of this clock is based on factors such as political, geographical, and also natural that indicate the upcoming perishing and destruction of the whole world.
依照所发生的各样的事情啊，把它加入来调整往前啊，或者是往后啊，这个时钟的指针是往前或者是往后。
Then accordingly, this clock is adjusted in its proximity to midnight according to the events that happen throughout the world.
来看说这个世界啊，这个地球还能够存在啊多少的时间
？As an indication or suggestion as to how long the world is meant to continue living.
而依照这个时钟的指标啊，那个指针的指标哈。啊，人已经非常非常接近了啊，在整个人类历史当中啊，这个已经非常接近了最后的尾声了。
Then from the point of view of the span of all human history, mankind is coming, we can say, to its end.
啊，尤其是在近年来啊，各样天灾人祸的不断增加。
Especially in recent years, we have seen many calamities, both natural and human-made.
啊，使得这个指针啊越来越接近啊，这一切的世界的终局。
Which have caused the hands of the clock to draw close to the conclusion of it all.
啊，所以很多人很喜欢问这个问题。
So many people like to pose a question.
啊，这个世界到底在什么时候会结束呢
？When will be the end of the world.
啊，这个世界还能够存在多久呢
？And how much time does the world have？
啊，尤其在最近啊，这个新闻版面上面最多的就是有关日本这个福岛的大地震。
And recently, what we see in the news mostly is concerning the earthquake and tsunami that happened in Japan.
啊，不但有地震啊，而且还有海啸。
And not only there was an earthquake, but also a tsunami.
啊，更有这个核电厂的安全事件。
Moreover, there are security concerns in regards to a nuclear power plant.
啊，所以很多人就会开始思考这个问题。
So many people will start to ponder upon this question.
啊，是不是世界的末了近呢
？Is the end of the world coming？
啊，其实啊，不只是我们会问这个问题啊。
But not only it is to us to ask this sort of question.
那其实，在2000年前呢、在主耶稣的时代啊，就有人帮我们问过这个问题了。
Even 2000 years ago, in the times of the Lord Jesus Christ, people asked this question already.
啊，所以我们今天如果想要问一问啊，这个世界的末了在什么时候
？So if today want to ask when the end of the world will be?
啊，我们不要到处去找答案啊。
Let us not look for the answer.In unpredictable places.
啊，因为主耶稣已经回答了我们这个问题。
Because the answer has already been given to us by Jesus Christ.
所以我们就来看一看主耶稣到底说了什么。
Let us then see what Jesus said.
我们看马太福音的第24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的第24章第三节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3.
马太福音的24章第三节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3.
第三节
Three.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着门徒暗暗地来说请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢在这里啊这些门徒耶稣的门徒已经帮我们问出了这个问题哦
Here the Lord's disciples already asked this question for us.
啊、所以我们现今的人、只要一看到有什么事 就会说、世界的末了近、
So now whenever we see something strange happen, we see the end of the world is coming.
哇，世界毁灭临到了。
And the destruction is imminent.、
所以在这里有人来问耶稣、
Here people come to ask Jesus.
在这问了耶稣两件事、
Actually two different things.、
他这里不是问一件，他问两件事情。
It is not one question, but actually a two-part question.、
第一个问题是你降临的时候。
Which is, When you come,
第二个问题是世界的末了。
And the other one is, when will be the end of the world?
所以这是两个问题，主耶稣啊，这是两个问题是拆开来回答的。
So these are two questions that are treated separately.
第一个是世界的末了有什么预兆呢
？Firstly, what are the signs of the end of the world?
接下来是你降临的时候有什么预兆呢
？And what is the sign of your coming?
我们就来看看主耶稣怎么回答这个问题啊。
Let us see what is the answer Jesus
gave. 是我们在这个末世啊，是我们在这个身处于人类历史的末世的我们不要总是非常的惊惶不知所措、哦、
So that we who live in the end of the age don't panic and know instead what to do
我们看第四节
Let's see verse 4
第四节耶稣回答说你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑你们第五节
5
因为将有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督并且要迷惑许多的人第六节
Six.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声总不要惊慌因为这些事是必须有的只是末期还没有到第七节
Seven.
民要攻打民国要攻打国多次必有多处必有饥荒地震第八节
Eight.
这些是灾难的起头那这里主耶稣先回答了第一个问题
Here Jesus answers the first question.
就是说世界的末了会有什么样的景况呢
And he explained what sort of situation will happen at the end of the world.
主耶稣把它拆成两个部分来，又把它再拆成两个部分来回答。
In turn, he decides to answer the question in two different sections.
第一个叫做灾难的起头啊。
The first is the beginning of tribulation.
第二个是灾难的过程。
The second is the process of tribulation.
在这里主耶稣第一件事情告诉我们的
The first thing Jesus tells us here
他说你们要谨慎啊
Is that we should take heed.
所以啊这个要认识这个世界末了的预兆
So in order to know the signs of the end of the age
是为了要让我们能够谨慎小心
The purpose of it all is for us to be
你说你啊听了很多哇报章杂志啊各种的预言听了很多
But then you say you are very well acquainted and up to date with the news
这个人说哦年底世界就要末日啦
This person says that the end of the world will be at the end of this year
另外那个人说2012年啊世界要末日啦
The other person says that the end of the world will be on 2012
你这样子东道听途说啊，听这个人讲，听那个人讲。
So you hear from here and hear from there.
但是却没有给你自己造成任何的改变。
But to you, there is no change brought about.
那这些都对我们都没有益处，都没有用的。
If it is like so, then nothing of this is of use to us.
所以主耶稣第一句话告诉我们说，你要谨慎。
Therefore, Jesus first of all, take heed.
世界的预兆，世界末了的预兆，是为了要让我们能够谨慎。
Because the signs of the end of the age is for us to be careful about the things that happen.
使我们能够因为观察我们周遭的环境。而认识世界快要结束了。
That through observation, we might know that the end of the world is coming.
因为知道世界快要结束了，所以可以人生可以改变我们的追求的方向跟目标。
And through the knowledge that the end of the age is at hand, we can change the direction and pursuit of life.
至终能够活出一个不一样的人生来。
So that ultimately, we can live out a different sort of life.
所以在这里主耶稣讲，你要谨慎哦。
Here Jesus says, take heed.
但是呢，这有几个在末世的这个灾难的起头啊，有几个。预兆哦。
At the beginning of the tribulation, there are several signs.
第一个哈会有人迷惑。
Firstly, there will be deceivers.
他说有人要冒着耶稣的名来啊。
Who will come in the name of the Lord?
说我是基督啊。
Saying I am the Christ.
并且要迷惑许多的人哦。
They shall deceive many.
我们今天所处的世代。
In this age in which we live.
是历史当中人类宗教派别最多的世代。
It is actually the age where the most religions and beliefs abound.
同时也是啊，人对信仰追求最迷糊的时代。
At the same time, it is the time in which more deceit occurs in terms of faith and
religion. 因为太多了，所以不知道从何选起。
And because there are so many options, we don't know where to start.
光光在基督教教派当中
，only within the scope of Christianity.
就有超过3000支不一样的教门。
We can find more than 3000 denominations.
所以呢。在今天的这个时代里面
So today in this era in which we live
有些人说他是有些人说他是基督
Some people say they are Christians
有人说他是基督的代言人
They are Christ or rather the messenger of Christ
所以如果我们听到什么都相信
So if we believe whatever we hear
就有可能会被迷惑啦
Then it is possible we might fall into deceit
所以这个是末世的第一个预兆
This is the first sign of the end of the age
很有些人要称自己为基督
Some people will self-proclaim themselves as Christ.
所以我们在最近这十多年来
，in the past decade or so，
我们常常可以看到有些教派的创始人称自己为地上的基督。
We see a common phenomenon, which is that many religious founders self-proclaim themselves to be Christ.
所以他要求他们的信徒要崇拜他，崇拜这个创始人。
And therefore, they require their followers to adore and worship them.
要来把自己的钱全部都捐给他来使用。
To offer all their riches and money for him to use.
来拜他。
To worship them.
这些都是假基督、假先知。
These are all false Christ and false prophets.
所以我们不要被迷惑了。
So let us not be deceived.
接下来他说你要听见有打仗的风声
Next, we see that there'll be the sound and rumors of wars and battles.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
The nation will rise against nation.
接下来你就要看到有战争的事情发生
。And then we will see the battle occur.
说在这个战争当中你不要惊慌。
Within this war, it says here, let us not panic.
因为这总是有的。
And because this will come to pass.
但是末期还没有到。
But the end is not yet.
所以虽然我们现在先身处于21世纪。
Although we live in the 21st century.
我们感觉到我们在各项的文明发展上都已经到达人类历史上的尖端。
And we feel that the development of mankind in terms of civilization and technology has reached its apex.
不管是科技或者是民生。
Be it in civilization or in terms of technology
development. 但是在我们所没有看到的角落。
And this is a corner which is blind to us.
仍然有许多打仗以及或是打仗的风声。
And there we see the rumors and the cry of battle.
在这里说多处必有饥荒跟地震。
We are also told that there will be famines and earthquakes all around.
身在美国我们可能没有感觉。
In the United States we may not feel this.
我可能没有感觉什么饥荒。
We say what famine?
我们只有吃不下而已。
We only have to worry about not being able to lose enough weight.
所以如果你到那个什么 buffet 你到 buffet 去看。
So if we go to a buffet.
哇，一盘又一盘。
We eat dish after dish.
吃两口就把它全部丢掉。
And after taking a bite or two, we throw out the rest.
所以美国被称为全世界最浪费的国家。
So the United States is considered among the world one of the most wasteful nations around.
这是一点都没有错的。
And this is not false.In the least
bit. 所以我们生活在这个最富裕的环境。
So we live in a very wealthy and opulent society.
但是我们还是要小心。
But we need to take heed.
因为浪费是一种错误。
Because to waste is a mistake.
所以我们虽然身处于在这么富足的国家里面。
So although we live among such wealth in this country.
但是其实全世界有三分之一的人口它是处于在那个贫寒线。就是那个还在饥饿当中。
We need to know that a third of this world population lives under the poverty line.
所以各地都有饥荒的发生。
Throughout the world, there is famine all around.
虽然你没有体会到。
Although you do not feel it.
但不代表它不存在。
This doesn't represent that it is not happening.
在这里说必有饥荒跟地震。
It says that there will also be famines and earthquakes.
地震就更不用说了。
And we do not need to go into detail about the earthquake.
我们如果到网络上去打那个近十年来的地震。
If we go online and check about the seismic history throughout the world, in the last decade.
你会发觉说在这近十年来那个有感地震就是比较有规模的地震它出现的频率比过去高非常非常的多。
We realize that the frequency in which bigger earthquakes occur at great scale is more often than in the past.
在过去这几年里面在智利
In Chile, for example.
在印尼
or Indonesia.
在四川
in Sichuan, China.
台湾
in Taiwan.
在秘鲁
in Peru.
一直到上上星期在日本
and from the last 2 weeks in Japan.
那个一次又一次的地震产生的创伤、仿生的灾害都越来越严重。
We see that the earthquakes occur with more frequency and with more intensity and destruction.
甚至有人说在过去这二三十年来，二十几年来的记录这个在十五到二十年当中有感大规模地震的记录。
Moreover, when people analyze records of big earthquakes during the last 15 or 20 years.
它出现的次数比过去这 过去一两百年来有记录的总和还要更多、哦。
All this added together are more in number than those that occurred two centuries ago.、
哦、所以为什么会有这些地震、这些天灾的发生呢
？So why is it that we see so many natural disasters occur?、
啊、因为末期已经临近了。
It is because the end is near.、
哦、所以就借着这一些在我们身旁所发生的事情。
So throughout the many things that happen around us,、
啊、不断的来提醒我们。
We are often reminded.
啊，这个世界的末了近了。
That the end of this world is near.
你要活出什么样的生活来
？What type of life do you want to live out?
这个世界的末了近了。
And with the end of the age coming,
当耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus comes again,
你要拿什么来呈现到他的面前
？What will you bring before him?
哦，所以这些其实是给我们一个提醒
，These are all a warning to us，
也是一个警告
，And they are also a reminder。
哦，所以到末日要有战争
，So in the end of the times there will be wars，
要有饥荒
，There will be famine，
啊，要有地震
，There will be earthquakes。
啊，在这里说这些是灾难的起头哈、
哦、，And it says all these are the beginning of sorrows。
哦，所以当我们看到身旁啊。不断的在发生这些事情
So when we see these unfortunate things happen around us
那我们就要被提醒
Then let us be reminded、
啊、就是灾难的起头已经开始了
That the beginning of sorrows has begun
那、啊、我们继续往下看、哦、
Let us continue
那第九节
Verse 9、
啊、那时人要把你们陷在患难里面也要杀害你们你们要为我的名被万民所恨恶第十节
10
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。第十一节
，11，
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。十二节
，12，
只因不法的事增多，诸众许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。十三节
，13，
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。十四节
，14，
而这天国的福音要传到天下，对万民做见证，到时末期才来到。哦那这里告诉我们说啊，这灾难的起头之后啊
，This verse tells us that after the beginning of the sorrows，
啊，这个接下来会有一些让我们可以看得见的预兆。
What follows are signs that are visible to us。
啊，第一个就是信仰上会有逼迫。
And first is the persecution of the faith。
啊，这里说啊，人要把你们陷在患难里面，要杀害你们。
It says you will be put under tribulation and killed。
啊，并且要为了主的名啊，被万民恨恶哦。
It will be hated by all nations for the sake of the name of the Lord.
所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
啊，说啊，你遇到那个被逼迫的事啊，是难免的。
That it is unavoidable for us to see persecution.
但是你今天可能觉得、啊、我没有受逼迫啊。
But today you might feel I don't see any tribulation.
啊，是的，你生在美国。
It is true that you live in the United States.
啊，是一个自由的环境。
Which is a free country.
啊，没有人会因为你信耶稣把你吊起来打。
And no one will beat you up because you are a Christian.
啊，更没有人会因为你信耶稣把你抓到牢里去关。
And no one will put you in prison because you believe in Christ.
哦，所以看起来你的信仰是自由的。
So it seems that you have liberty in your faith.
啊，但是我们的生活当中还要面对另外一种不一样的逼迫。
But in your lives, we need to face other sort of persecution.
啊，可能是别人对你信仰的不认同。
And it might be people disagreeing with your faith.
可能是同事当中对你信仰的嘲笑。
It might be the mocking of your coworkers.
这个也是你必须要去面对的逼迫跟考验。
These are challenges that you need to face throughout your daily life.
哦，所以如果我们连这样子的逼迫考验都没有办法面对
，So if we cannot withstand this sort of persecution.
啊，在这里说啊，到那个末期的时候啊，有人要真正来逼迫杀害我们。
Here it says.In the end of the times, people will truly come to hate us and kill us.
啊，那时候我们要怎么样才能够站立得住呢
？So how then shall we stand?
啊，所以有时候我看到有些年轻人很聪明啊。
Sometimes I see that several youth are very crafty.
啊，他们总是啊能够找到一些方法哦，来逃避这个信仰的问题。
And they always seem to find a way out to escape the questions regarding faith.
啊，问你是哪个教会的
？If I ask you what church you go to,
啊，基督教。
Then oh, it's a Christian church.
你信什么的啊
？And what is your religion.
啊，信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus.
啊，都一样，都很好。
We're all the same. We're all good.
啊，总是能够找出各样的方法、各样的理由来避开那种尴尬的场面。
They can always find the way out to avoid a shameful situation.
啊，更不要说要把人带到教会来啦。
And we don't need to go into the detail bringing people to church.
啊，所以一遇到要祷告的时候
，So when it comes to the time of prayer,
啊，那就心里默祷就好啦。
Then we pray. In silence in our hearts and that's it.
如果是遇到吃饭要默祷的时候
，and we have to pray before eating，
啊，两眼一眨，再起来就祷告好啦。
And then we blink very long and very hard, and that counts as a silent prayer。
哦，这是我们今天在面对逼迫当中的反应啊。
And this is how we react towards tribulation today。
我们要想一想，如果今天啊，在这种环境当中，我们都是这样子的反应。
But let us think if we react in this way。During this light persecution,
如果有一天我们的环境变了
if someday our environment changes,
如果有一天我们的政治环境变了
someday the political situation changes,
如果有一天信耶稣要受逼迫
if one day we are to suffer for the sake of believing in Christ,
要被抓到监牢里去关
to be thrown into prison,
会被打可能会被杀
to be beaten and even killed,
请问我们有能力在信仰上站立的稳吗
let me ask a question, where will we find the strength to stand in the faith?
所以在这里告诉我们啊，到时候人要害你们哦
Here it says that in the end you will be persecuted.
而当你承认你是信耶稣的时候啊，要被众人所恨恶哦。
And when you confess that you believe in Christ, you will be hated by all nations.
哦，所以啊，我们有一个姐妹哦。
So there was once a sister.
而姐妹啊，有一次在那个聚会的时候啊，来啊，在聚会的时候跟我们分享啊。
Who during service shared this with us?
她说啊，她的搬出去哦，跟其他三个女孩子啊，租了一个公寓啊。
She said that she had three housemates after she moved out.
那结果啊，他们有时候一开始。大家都是好，都是新认识的朋友啊，就彼此聊天。
And in the beginning, that four housemates got along very well and chatted.
啊，结果发现啊，大家都是基督徒啊。
And during their conversation, they realized everyone was a Christian.
哦，就彼此问来问去啊。
So they inquired about each other.
啊，结果问到我们的姐妹啦。
And then came the turn of our sister.
她说你是什么教会的
？They asked her what church do you go to?
啊，我们这个姐妹很老实哦。
And she was very honest.
她说我是真耶稣教会的。
She said, "Oh, I go to True Jesus Church."
哇，其他三个人马上回头看她。
The other three stared at her.
还有一个直接跟她讲，哇，你们是异端呐。
And the other blatantly said, "Oh, you."Are an extremist.
哦，所以啊，因此啊，他们三个就不太理他啦。
So then after that, the other three didn't take much notice of her.
哦，什么活，有什么事情都是他们三个聚在一起讲一讲，都不太跟他说话的。
Whenever there was something going on, they would just leave her aside and not tell her.
什么是逼迫？这个就是你生活当中的逼迫啊。
So what is persecution? This is a perfect example.
哦，所以在这种环境当中，你有办法坚持你的信仰吗
？Can you persist in your faith in this environment?
你有办法承认你的信仰吗
？Can you confess your belief in this
environment?面对你的环境吗
？Are you able to face the situation？
啊，所以到末了要因为耶稣的名啊，啊，你要被人家所排斥、所排挤哦。
In the end, you will be cast aside and ostracized for the sake of the name of the Lord。
啊，第十节啊，有许多人要跌倒。
Verse 10 says many will be offended。
哦，而且要彼此陷害、彼此恨恶哦。
And they will betray each other and hate each other。
哦，所以啊，今天如果我们信仰上没有办法扎根啊
，If today we cannot be rooted in our faith，
啊，我们可能到那个时候啊，啊，就在环境的压力之下，就失去我们的信仰了。
It might be the case that under such influence and pressure, we might lose our ground on our faith.
啊，其实啊，你说信仰哦，在平时的时候看不出来的。
When we say faith, this faith that you cannot really see it in our daily environment.
在人生的平安当中啊
，When things are going well,
大家都是好人。
At times of peace, everyone is a good person.
大家都是好基督徒。
Everyone is a good Christian.
大家都爱神。
Everyone loves God.
啊，但是当压力来了。
But when the pressure comes.
当信耶稣不再是个流行。
When believing in Jesus is no longer fashionable.
哦，当信耶稣要受到压力、受到逼迫。
When believing in Christ means facing persecution and pressure.
啊，那个时候才看得出一个人信仰真正的底子哦。
Then the true colors of the faith will be shown.
我们来看一下马太福音的第十三章。
Let us.Turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音的第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马太福音的第十三章的第三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 3.
他用比喻对他们说许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。第四节。
4.
撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了第五节、
Five.
有落在土浅石头地上的土既不深发苗最快第六节、
Six.
日头出来一晒因为没有根就枯干了、哦、那这里是主耶稣所讲的撒种的比喻
This is the well-known parable of the sower
那在这里讲说有一种种子、啊、有一种人、啊啊、那个种子撒下去、啊、 是撒到那个土浅石头地上。
It tells about a type of people who are comparable to seeds that were cast to the stony places.
啊，虽然上面有土
，although there is dirt on the surface.
所以种子撒下去之后，它会成长。
Because of the presence of the soil, they will grow initially.
啊，但是因为底下是石头
，but because underneath there is stone.
哦，所以啊，没有办法扎根呐。
They cannot be rooted.
啊，所以因为没有根
，and because of the lack of root.
哦，所以啊，那个虽然看起来发展啊长得很好
，although it seems that the plant is growing well.
啊，但是啊，太阳出来一晒啊，就枯干了
啊。The reality is when the sun comes and shines on it, the plant withers.
啊，什么叫做扎根啊
？What is it to be rooted？
啊，扎根就是一个人啊，在信仰上面啊，能够成长。
It means that we can grow in our faith。
啊，就是说能够在道理上面有认识。
It means that we can have understanding in the truth。
啊，所以因为在道理上面有认识啊，所以啊，那个有根一直往下啊。扎得很深
and because we have this knowledge of the truth, the root goes deeper and deeper.
所以啊，在那个当你那个外在的环境改变了
when our outward environment changes.
不管是严寒或是炎热或是酷寒
be it in the cold winter or in the heat of the summer.
因为你有根
because we have a root.
所以在那个环境的冲突冲击当中，你能够站立得稳
No matter how much the environment presses on us, we can remain standing.
但是一个人今天如果信仰上没有根
but today if we lack a root in our faith.
虽然啊，哇，感谢主啊，主恩很多啊。
Although we thank the Lord that we have so many blessings abounding in our lives.
那讲的都很好听，一套一套的讲的都非常好听啊。
And we already know how the phrases go one by one, chain by chain.
但是如果我们在信仰，在神的道理上面没有扎根啊。
But if we do not have an actual root in our faith.
当我们的环境改变啊。
When the environment changes.
我们很容易啊，这个信仰就会枯干。
It is easy for our faith to dry out.
所以到那个末期之前啊，我们要在道理上面把根扎深啊。
So before the end of the age, we need to be deeply rooted in the truth.
所以你看啊，我们在真耶稣教会啊。
So when we see our situation in the True Jesus Church,
我们不断鼓励信徒啊，要多看圣经。
Not only we encourage the members to read the Bible more.
我们不断的鼓励信徒啊，要多聚会，多参加查经。
Not only we encourage everyone to come to service often and to attend Bible study.
所谓的是什么？
But what is actually the most important thing?
我们为的是什么？
What is the purpose of it all?
就是希望在有一天，当你没有办法来聚会了。
It is so that if one day you cannot come to service.
当环境改变了，教堂的门被关起来了。
If one day the church doors are closed shut.
不准再聚集了。
And we are not allowed to gather.
没有传道了。
There is no more pastor.
没有长老执事负责人了。
There are no ministers around.
为了信仰的缘故，你四散到处躲。
And for the sake of the faith, we scatter about and hide.
在那种环境当中，你一样记得圣经里面的道理。
In that sort of situation, the words of God will still be in your mind.
在那种环境里面，你一样知道基督徒应该遵守的道理。
In that environment, you still know what a Christian should and should not do.
你一样能够自己读经。
You can still read the Bible by yourself.
你一样能够自己建立稳定自己的信仰。
And you can still establish the fundament of your faith.
使我们在那个末世危险当中不会因为没有根而跌倒。
So that amidst the dangers of the end of the times, we will not fall.
在这里说啊，他不但会跌倒
，It says here that not only they will fall，
而且啊还会彼此的陷害，彼此的恨恶哦。
But they will hate each other and betray each other。
所以我们在末期会看到什么
？So what will we see in the end of the age？
当逼迫来到，我们会看到有人啊，因为没有扎根而信仰上失败。
When the persecution comes, we will see the failures of many because of lack of root。
不但会失败，而且会彼此相咬相杀。
Not only they will fail themselves, but they will cause others to fail with them。
所以这告诉我们说，我们的信仰不要建立在人的身上啊。
What this tells us is that our faith should not be established on others。
人会改变
，because people change。
心态会改变。
And the attitude changes.
环境会改变。
The environment also changes.
所以我们今天如果把我们的信仰建立在某一个特定的人身上
，So today if we establish and build our faith on a specific person,
有时候我们会非常非常的失望。
Then we'll be disappointed.
所以有时候我们会听到一些信徒在讲啊。
Sometimes we'll hear believers say,
哎呀，我就是谁谁谁带来的啦。
Oh, it is such and such that brought me to church.
我就是谁谁谁哪一个人洗礼的啦。
And that pastor was the one who baptized me.
其实这讲这些当然这是一个事实。
But of course, these words are factually true.
但是有时候我们会把我们的 我们讲的时候会有一种心态，就是哇，他是我的引路人啊。
The problem, however, is that subconsciously we consider that person as our pioneer.
哦，他是我的老师。
And that person is my teacher.
我是属于他这一派的。
And I belong to his faction.
哦，有时候会把那个眼光就放在人的身上啊。
In this way, we cast our eyes on this person.
哇，这个传道有恩赐。
And we think this preacher is gifted.
那个长老有能力。
And that elder has much power.
这个会行神迹，那个会医病赶鬼。
This one can cast out demons, that one can heal.
哇，我最欣赏他了。
So this is the person I admire the most.
我是他的跟随者。
And I am his follower.
哇，他去哪里我都要跟着他哦。
Wherever he goes, I shall follow.
那所以说我们今天的信仰是建立在一个个人的身上哦。
If today our faith are established on an individual,
那常常我们最后会非常的失望。
Then it might probably be the case that we will be disappointed in the end.
因为人会改变哦。
Because people change.
所以我们信徒啊，我们做一个信徒哦，我们真的要想清楚哦。
So we who believe need to have this matter clear.
不要把自己的信仰啊根基建立在其他人的身上。
Let us not have the root of our faith be built on others.
因为有人会跌倒。
Because people, some of them will fail.
有人会改变。
Some will change.
有人会离开。
Some will depart.
那时候你要怎么办才好呢？
And what will we do when that happens?
我们再看一下第十一节。
Let's see verse 11.
在这里说末世的景象啊，第十一节
24:11，
他说有好些假先知要起来迷惑多人，十二节
12，
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。好，那这里告诉我们说啊，在这个末期还有一个现象啊。
It says here there is another sign of the end of the times.
就是说啊，这个人的爱心会渐渐的冷淡。
Which is that the love of many will grow cold.
人的爱心为什么会渐渐冷淡
？And what is the reason for the coldness in love？
因为啊，这个不法的事增多了。
It is because much lawlessness will occur.
这个我们可以从两个不同的方向来讲。
And we can tackle this from two different points of view.
一个是教会外的。
First is outside the church.
一个是教会里的。
Second is within the church.
有时候我们看一些新闻、报章、杂志啊。
When we read the news,
我们会觉得、对现今我们这个世代的人呐、真的感觉到非常非常的失望。
We really feel disappointed at the situation of mankind this day.
我们有时候会看到啊，哇，有人出了车祸啊。
When we see a car accident,
结果所有的人都站在旁边旁观。
And many people stand around, watching.
却没有一个人愿意伸出援手。
None of them is able to extend a helping hand.
有时候让人家觉得啊，这个世界是。这个世间冷暖、这个世态之下真的是没有什么、人生是没有什么爱心的。
It really makes us think there is no love left in this society and in this world.
但是有时候我们又从另外一个角度来看这件事情。
But if we see this from a different point of view.
有些人出了车祸啊。
When a person has a car accident.
结果那个热心的人去帮助他。
And then there is a person who out of love helps him or her.
结果就把他抓着，一定是你，就是你撞我。
But then the so-called victim said,it was that person who caused the accident.
如果不是你撞我，你对我那么好干什么？
If you didn't cause the accident, then why are you so good to me?
所以就要赖在别人的身上啊。
So they always try to put the guilt on others.
所以我们现今的社会是一个很可悲的社会啊。
Today, situation really, the society is really tragic.
有时候是因为人没有爱心，自扫门前雪，不在乎别人。
Sometimes it's because we only care about ourselves and we have no love.
但是有时候是因为不法的事太多了，所以想要帮又会害怕。
But sometimes because of lawlessness, we want to help but we are afraid.
以致我们现在的社会成为一个个人各扫门前雪的社会。
To the point that we have all become individualistic.
因为不法的事增多啊，看多听多啊，结果吓到了，就爱心就渐渐冷淡了。
And because of the many unlawful things that happen, we are scared to do things, and then our love grows cold.
所以我们今天如果看一看我们现今的社会啊。
If today we analyze the situation of society.
是不是就是这个样子
？Is it not like this？
想想我们大概三五十年前的社会。
If we remember the society 30 or 50 years ago.
当然那个是在我生之前啊。
Of course, that I admit is before I was born.
我都是看书或听老人家讲的。
I heard others say and I read about it.
说在那个年代啊，这个大家彼此邻居啊，或者是。即使是陌生人，有时候都会彼此帮助啊。
But at that time, neighbors and even strangers will help each other.
只要一方有事，四方来援呐。
If one had a trouble, he would receive help from all around.
那种人情是非常非常的浓的。
And that sense of humanitarian affection was very, very strong.
所以有些老人家就常常对现今的世代感到非常的感慨啊。
No wonder that many elderly people feel disappointed at today's society.
科技进步了。
As as technology advances.
生活舒服了。
And we live more comfortably.
啊，这个这个钱财富裕了。
We are more wealthy.
啊，但是人情却冷淡了。
But at the same time, our affection toward each other grows cold.
所以我们从这些环境的一些观察里面发觉，我们一直不断的在走入这个末日末期当中啊。
As we see the situation of society, we realize that we are closer and closer to the end of the age.
有时候在教会里面也是一样哦。
And even within church, the same thing applies.
在教会里面说啊，这个随着末期的来到，这不法的事也会增多。
Also within the church, there will be lawlessness as the end of the world approaches.
所以啊，有时候如果我们一直在看人呐、啊、
，So if we focus our attention on the people,
有时候会慢慢的失望。
Then we will also be disappointed.
会慢慢的冷淡哦。
We will also grow cold progressively.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第四章啊。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章的第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 9.
提摩太后书的第四章第九节
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 9。
那这里说你要赶紧到我这里来十九第十节
10.
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。那这里讲到一个人叫做迪马。
Here we are told about a certain man called Demas.
那这个迪马在圣经当中记载过两次啊。
In the Bible we see recordings concerning him twice.
一次在哥罗西书。
The first time is in Colossians.
一次在提摩太后书哦。
And the second time is what we just read.
那这个哥罗西书跟提摩太后书都是保罗写的。
And both Colossians and Timothy were authored by Paul.
他两次都提到这个迪马这个人哦。
And in both instances he mentioned this person Demas.
那第一次他写的时候说迪马我们所亲爱的弟兄。
In the first instance He says, Demas, our beloved brother.
Oh, 是热心的。
He is very fervent for the Lord.
努力圣工的。
And he strives for the work of God.
但是曾几何时啊，刚到了提摩太后书的时候啊。
But then, with the progression of time, when it came to the book of Timothy,
几年过去了。
After the passing of the years,
再一次提到迪马，就是迪马贪爱世界。
When his name appears once again, The outcome is that he has forsaken Paul for the world.
就离弃了他的工作，离弃了他的同伴啊，到了那个就进入了世界啊。
He abandoned his holy work and his companions and enter into the world.
那所以啊，时间是人信仰上最大的考验啊。
So indeed, time is the biggest test faith can withstand.
今天的热心很好。
It is good to be fervent today.
但是这个热心必须要坚持到底。
But this fervor needs to persevere to the end.
所以每次看到这个迪马这个人啊，总是让我们心里产生很多的感慨。
So whenever we look at Demas, we feel very sorrowful.
当年这个热心的、这个热心的门徒。
This old disciple and believer of old.
现在却贪爱了世界，离开了道理哦。
Now has become covetous and forsaken the truth for the world.
所以在末世的时候，我们或多或少都会看到这样子的事情。
So in the end of time, we will see this sort of phenomenon occur.
在教会里面会出现这样的事情。
And in church, we will also see this happen.
在教会里面会出现一些一些令人不解的事情。
In church, we will see many things that we cannot.Explain.
或者是有时候有出现一些让人失望的信徒。
There will be believers that make the congregation become disappointed.
但是如果我们一直看人呢、啊、
？But if we always look at what people do,
到最后我们那个爱心呢、啊、会渐渐的冷淡哦。
In the end, our love will grow cold.
我们会看到说为什么会这样子呢
？And we will ask ourselves why is this so?
怎么会这些人都离开教会了呢
？Why would these people leave church?
渐渐的、啊、我们会自己啊，如果我们一直看人呢、啊，也会冷淡哦。
And、gradually, if we focus on these things, on the people will also grow cold.
我在2000年离开纽约。
In the year 2000, I left New York.
我在2009年啊，在十年的时间、啊，过了十年以后，我又回到了纽约来。
And after almost 10 years, in 2009, I came back.
离开了纽约十年。
And after of a decade of absence.
再回来啊，再回来来到纽约教会哦。
As I came back to the church in Queens.
看到很多的老面孔。
I saw many old and well-known faces.
心里非常非常的高兴。
And that gave me much joy.
看到很多新来。
I also saw many new faces.
心里非常非常的感谢。
And also, I was filled with gratitude.
但是同时也发现有一些过去所熟知的人。
but also I remember those whom I used to know very well.
一起同工的
who were my co-workers.
哦，一起去发传单的
who were handing off flyers by my side.
一起教宗教教育的
who were my fellow RE teachers.
转眼忘记，却是不知所踪了哈。
But in the turning of the eye, they are nowhere to be seen.
有时候让心里呀也是感觉到非常的感慨啊。
My heart really, I feel this is.A pity.
啊，真的信仰这条路是不容易走的。
The path of faith is not easy to travel.
哦，尤其它是有时候它是一条非常漫长的道路。
And many times the challenge that it is very long.
啊，好像在旷野当中，有时候走起来会蛮无聊的。
It seems sometimes as walking in the wilderness, one gets bored.
哦，就好像在绕圈圈一样。
And it seems we are running about in circles.
日复一日，年复一年。
And day after day, year after year.
每个安息日就是来教会。
And each Saturday we come to church.
听唱诗，听到祷告。
We sing hymns, we listen to the sermon, and we pray.
好像一直都是这样子重复的事情。
And it seems that it's an endless repetition.
他说久了以后，我们如果不小心，有时候久了又会渐渐的麻痹啊。
And if we are not careful, we might become numb to it when time goes by.
那有时候不小心的话，我们会把目光从神啊，把它移到人的身上啊。
If we do not take heed, we might turn our eyes from Jesus to other people.
啊，如果不小心啊，我们的爱心就渐渐的冷淡啊。
If we are not carefulThen our faith grows cold.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，唯有忍耐到底的啊，才必然得救哦。
And then we are told, but he who perseveres to the end shall be saved.
忍耐什么
？What shall we endure?
啊，忍耐几件事情哦。
There are several things we need to endure.
啊，第一，忍耐我们四周给我们的逼迫。
First, we need to endure the persecution that comes.From our environment,
忍耐这个所临到我们身上的患难。
We have to endure the tribulation that comes to us.
忍耐因为信仰而由人来的排挤。
We have to endure the ostracism that comes from others.
啊，所以第一是会要我们要忍耐这个逼迫哦。
So first of all, we need to endure the persecution.
第二是我们要忍耐啊，忍耐这一条漫长的道路啊。
Secondly, we need to endure the length of the path which we are meant to tread.
这条信仰的路啊。很长啊
This walk of faith is very long.
哦，有而啊，在这条路上啊，你要忍耐，要走到底才算啊。
We should endure and go to the end in order to have some result.
哦，今天很热心。
Today we are fervent.
哦，今天很爱神。
Today we love God.
哦，爱神爱了一辈子。
And we love God and other men our whole lives.
啊，但是如果不能把信仰坚持到最后啊，那就很可惜了。
If this is not maintained to the end, then it will be very tragic.
哦，所以必须要坚持信仰，走完这一条道路啊。
So we need to persist and endure till the end.
哦，所以有些人说啊，这个信仰啊，好像在跑那个长跑一样啊。
Some people say that faith is like running a marathon.
哦，这个长跑啊，你来参加就给你一个号码啊，贴在你身上一个号码。
When you run a long distance race, you are assigned a number that is placed on your shirt.
哦，你如果一开始跑得很快
，If you run very fast in the beginning，、
哦、一直都跑第一
，and then you are the leader of the race。
啊，但是跑到没有力气了
，but then you run out。
跑到最后放弃了
，and then in the end you decide you can't take it anymore。
啊，跑到最后跌倒了
，you run and then you fall。
啊，只要你没有办法到达终点
，if you do not cross the finish line。
啊，不管你之前跑得有多快
，no matter how well and how fast you ran before。
不管你已经跑了有多久
，no matter how long you have been running。
你只要没有过终点，通通不算。
If you do not reach the end goal, then nothing of that counts。
哦，所以我们求神啊，给我们能力能够持守。
So we ask God to give us the strength to persist。
啊，在这个弯曲悖谬的世代里面啊，坚持信仰直到最后一刻。
In this wicked and rebellious society。An age, let us ask God to make us persist till the end.
哦，能够忍耐到底啊，才必然得救哦。
So that we can endure to the end and then be saved.
他说啊，那这时候啊，这个天国的福音要传遍天下。
It also says that this gospel of kingdom will be preached all around the world.
对万民做见证。
As a witness to all the nations.
啊，接下来这个末期啊，就要来到了。
And then the end will come.
我们发觉说啊，这个主耶稣对这里啊，他有分段的，有那个顺序是有分开的。
We see how Jesus makes all these things have an order and a progression.
哦，灾难起头。
There is the beginning of the sorrows.
灾难临到。
Then the coming of the tribulation.
啊，这一切过后之后才是末期的来到哦。
And after all this have come, there will come the end.
哦，所以从十五节以下、啊、告诉我们说啊，要有大灾难啊。
From verse 15 onwards, we see the great tribulation.
哦，我们看二十一节啊。
Let's see verse 21.
二十一节，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难。后来也必没有。我们再看一下第二十四节。
Let's see verse 24.
二十四节，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。好， 那这里告诉我们说啊，在这个末期啊，会有两件大事情。
It says here that in the end of the times there will be two great things happening.
第一件大事情叫做大灾难。
The first will be the Great Tribulation.
是我们过去所没有看见的。
Which is something we have not seen before.
是我们过去所不明白，所不知道的。
It is something we did not know before.
是超乎我们所能够想象的。
And it is beyond our imagination.
所以我们今天啊，那个你如果翻翻过去这几年的各样如果看看这各。过去这些时间的一些报章杂志，然后
，So if we go and look up the news that happened during the last past years，
然后不管是天灾或是人祸，都是数不胜数的。
No matter if we're talking about natural or man-made disasters， we can conclude that they are uncountable。
有的是突然临到的
，Some come all of a sudden。
就像这个地震啊，这个地震啊，或者是水灾啊
，Like earthquakes or floods。
有时候一次啊，就死掉好几万人呐、啊，十几二十万人呐、啊。
And in one day, a tenth of thousand of people might die。
那有的是慢性的
，Some are more gradual。
像这个冰山呐、啊，南北极冰山啊，渐渐融化、啊，水平面一直上涨
，Like the melting of the glaciers and the increase of the sea level。
这个总是慢性的灾害。
All of these are calamities that occur gradually.
但是不管是哪一种啊，我们发觉说我们现在所面临的我们今天所面临的是人类历史有史以来最危险的时候。
But no matter the time, we can see that today we live in the most dangerous time in human history.
灾难最多的时候。
It is a time of more disasters.
不断的要提醒我们啊，这个世界末了已经临到了。
All of these are meant to remind us that the end of the world is at hand.
但是在这里告诉我们说啊，还没有嘞。
But it says here that this is not all of it.
还要有那个更大的灾祸啊。
There is an even greater tribulation coming.
是过去所没有的。
Which is unknown to the people of the past.
所以要在这个大灾难当中啊，仍然能够坚持下去的才能够得救啊。
And only those who are able to endure this great tribulation shall be saved.
所以啊，所以啊，我们要所以我们在对我们的环境要懂得观察。
Therefore, let us be observant of our environment.
借着观察来给我们自己一个警告。
And through observing our surroundings, let us warn ourselves.
如果今天死亡临到
，If today death comes.
如果今天末世临到
，If today the end of the time comes.
如果今天耶稣临到
，If today the Lord comes.
请问我能够面对主吗
？And then.Can I face Christ?
请问我预备好了吗
？Am I prepared?
如果从今天是这个大灾难的起头
，If today were the beginning of the great tribulation，
我能够面对这样的灾难吗
？Would I be prepared to face such a persecution？
我能够在灾难当中坚守我的信仰吗
？Can I persist and endure in the faith？
所以在这里说会有大灾难。
It says here there shall come a great tribulation。
接下来说啊，会有这个大神迹啊，大神迹奇事啊。
And then there will be many great signs and wonders。
但是这个大神迹其实是谁行的
？However, who is and that who performed the signs and wonders.
第二十四节啊。
Verse 24.
他这里说假基督假先知要起来行大神迹哦。
It says here that it will be the false Christ and the false prophets.
所以今天主要如果你是一个看神迹的人哦。
So today if youlike to see miracles.
那你的信仰就危险了。
Then your faith might be in danger.
圣经上面说啊，法利赛人喜欢看神迹啊。
The Bible says the Pharisees love to see miracles.
犹太人啊，法利赛人最喜欢看神迹啦。
And the Jews and the Pharisees always like to see.
所以他们常跟主耶稣讲啊，行个神迹来看吧，行个神迹来看吧。
This wonders and signs and requested Jesus to perform miracles.
有时候会讲说，你行个神迹，我们就信啦。
And they said, perform miracle and we shall believe in you.
其实啊，耶稣行了非常多神迹啊。
We know that Jesus performed many miracles.
但是他们都没有相信
But they did not come to believe.
因为对他们来讲，看神迹就像看热闹、看马戏团一样啊。
Because to them, seeing a miracle is like seeing a show or a circus.
再变个魔术吧，再变个魔术吧。
It's like saying, show us another magic trick.
所以啊，这种神迹啊，与那个所看见的人没有帮助啊。
So, to these people, the miracles does not help in the least.
在约翰福音里面告诉我们
In the Gospel of John, we
are told. 行神迹的目的是什么？
That what is the miracle? The purpose of miracles
是要叫我们认识耶稣。
It is for us to know Jesus.
因为认识耶稣，所以有得救的智慧。
And through the knowledge of Jesus, have the hope of salvation.
所以我们今天如果看了神迹
，If today we see miracles,
却没有办法因着神迹来认识耶稣。
But through the miracles, we cannot gain the wisdom of salvation.
没有办法借由神迹来得到信仰，得到永生。
And we cannot gain a spiritual life.
这个神迹给你看叫做浪费。
Then this miracle is actually a waste to you.
所以啊，今天我们对神迹奇事的位置要摆正。
Today we need to put the miracles in this right position.
所以我们的信仰不可以建立在看神迹奇事、异象异梦上面。
Our faith cannot be put in such a way that we emphasize miracles and also dreams.
因为末世有假基督、假先知要起来。
Because false prophets and false Christ will
rise
again.
他们也能够行神迹奇事啊。
Will also perform great signs and wonders.
所以啊，我们今天啊，所以我们今天眼睛要看清楚。
Today, let our eyes be clear.
把我们的信仰建立在圣经、建立在道理之上。
And let our faith be established on the Bible and the truth.
而不是在神迹奇事之上哦。
And not on signs and wonders.
所以。前一阵子
Not that long ago.
有一个年轻人来跟我说啊。
There was a youth who came to me.
传道，我们去看这个好不好
？And they asked me, "Hey, pastor, do you wanna go see this?"
我看这是什么
？And I said, "What are you talking about?"
说哇，有神医耶，神医布道哎。
And there is a healer over there at that church.
哇，那个什么，他那个按下去哦，那个人就会要瘸腿的就起来走了。
And when this healer imposes the hand on the person, the lame person stands up and walks.
哇，那个什么中风的也就好了。
Those who have stroke are instantly cured.
所以啊，他就说啊，我们去看看哦。
So he said, "Hey, do you wanna go look?"
所以觉得说啊，我们有时候太单纯了。
Sometimes I think we are too innocent.
圣经里面讲说啊，长久学道不懂道理。
The Bible describes the people who hear the truth much but learn little.
我们今天不要做一个长久学道不懂道理的人啊。
Let us not be like this type of person.
什么叫神医
？What is a healer?
圣经里面有神医的吗？
Is there such a thing in the Bible?
圣经里面有神医医一个$10,000的吗？他那个是要缴钱的啊，你要上台去一个$10,000啊。
You know that if you are meant to be, if you want to be healed, you have to actually pay.
所以啊，我们今天对这个神迹奇事要很小心。
So today, let us take heed on the type of signs and wonders we see.
有没有这种事情
？Is there such a thing occurring?
有的。
Yes.
但是这个是我们信仰的，这是我们信仰的目的吗
？But is this the purpose of our faith?
或者这是我们信仰的核心吗
Is it really the core of our faith?
不是哦。
No.
所以有的人因为需要因为神迹奇事来信耶稣。
Some people come to believe in Christ because they have needs and they saw miracles.
没有关系啊，这很好啊。
And this is good in itself.
但是在信主之后啊。
But after believing in Christ.
就要在道理上面有查考。
We need to analyze and study the Bible carefully.
不要一直要看神迹啊，我要看异象啊。
And not always pursue seeing signs and miracles and wonders.
因为神迹奇事、异象、异梦会过去。
Because the dreams, the visions, and the miracles will all pass.
会没有。
They will cease.
只有神的道理永远长存哦。
Only God's word will remain forever.
我们看回来使徒马太福音的24章。
Let us come back to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的24章。
24。
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，末世要有大灾难，并且啊要有假先知啊。
So here we're told that a great tribulation, false prophets, and false Christ will come.
26节啊。
Verse 26。
马太福音24章的26节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 26。
他说啊，若有人对你们说，看啊，基督在旷野，你们不要出去；或说，看啊，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。好，那告诉我们说啊，我们的信仰啊，不要是那种道听途说的信仰。
Here we are encouraged that our faith should not be based on what others are saying.
人家告诉你什么你就信啊。
Do you actually believe whatever people tell you?
其实我们最怕的就是这样的信徒哦。
This is actually our biggest worry that we have such members.
信耶稣信了很多年啊。
That they believe in the Lord for many years.
什么都不知道。
But they know nothing.
别人讲什么就相信。
And when they hear something, they believe it.
别人说什么就接受。
When people suggest something to them, they accept it.
所以在这告诉我们说，如果有人告诉你，不要随便相信啊。
But here we are told that if you are told something, don't take it that seriously.
必须要有那个自己能够分辨对错的能力啊
！But actually, you should have the power and the ability to discern.
所以有时候我们的信徒非常非常单纯。
Sometimes our members are very innocent.
别人一叫就走。
And whenever they are called upon, they just follow suit.
有时候乱跑会付出代价的哦。
But running astray sometimes carries a price.
所以啊，我们这里说，我们不要人家说你们，不要人家说什么你就相信。
So let us take heed not to just listen to whatever we are told.
更不要啊，那个别人叫你去看你就去看啊。
And someone tells you to go look, don't follow them.
所以这不断的一直在强调一个重点。
And there is a point being emphasized here.
就是个人对道理要有认识，要有明白啊。
Which is that we should have an individual understanding of the truth.
必须要从圣经里面能够做对与错的判断。
We need to be able to discern right and wrong out of the principle of the Bible.
才能够在这个混乱的末世里面，能够站在正确的路上。
So that we can stand on the right path in the end of the age.
能坚持信仰的原则哦。
And be able to endure with the principle of our beliefs.
29节。
Verse 29。
29节。
29。
那些日子灾难一过去， 日头变黑，天月亮不放光，众星从天上坠落，天势也要震动三十节。
30.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临的哈。那这里就讲到，就是回答到第二个问题啊。
This answers the second part of the question.
我们刚刚一直在讲的都是第一个问题，那个世界末了的预兆。
What we mentioned so far is concerning the first part about the end of the age.
而他也同时问到说，这个人子降临呢
？But the disciples also ask about the coming of the Son of Man.
那这里说啊，是要等到这些灾难过去了。灾难过去之后，人子才会降临。
In this section, we are told that after all the tribulations have happened, the Son of Man will come.
为什么要等到灾难之后，人子才会降临呢
？Why is it that these tribulations have to go away before the Son of the Man comes?
我们来看一下启示录第十五章哦。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 15.
启示录第十五章。
Revelation chapter 15.
启示录的第十五章。
Revelation chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
启示录第十五章第二节。
Revelation chapter 15 verse 2。
那这里说，我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那胜了兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。哦，那这里讲的是啊，最后可以得胜的人呢、啊。
Here we are told about the people who will be victorious in the end.
他能够站在神的面前。
They are able to stand in the presence of God.
能够站在玻璃海上。
They are able to stand on the sea of glass.
哦，能够面对神，能够看见神的荣耀。
And they can face to face see God and His glory.
但在这里说啊，你要站在玻璃海上啊，是有条件的。
Here it says that if you want to be standing on the sea, there are conditions.
他这里说啊，这个玻璃海其中有火掺杂。
And it mentions that there is fire mingled with the sea of glass.
他说。要能够站在玻璃海上面
，so in order to stand on the sea of glass，
你必须要能够承受玻璃海中的火不断的对你的灼烧。
You need to be able to withstand the burning of this fire that is in the sea。
哦，所以一定要能够站得住，在火中能够站得住的人呐、啊，才能够有资格站在神的面前。
Only those who are able to stand on the fire can stand before God。
哦，什么叫做站在火当中
？What do we mean when we say to stand within the fire？
哦，就是活在考验当中。
It is to live。And a trial and a test.
因为在灾害、在逼迫当中啊，不断的更新、不断的成长。
It is to always renew and grow in the faith.
好像用火不断的把身上的杂质啊，全部把它炼掉。
Like having the fire purify the impurities within us.
哦，所以我们的耐温啊，我们那个对火焰的忍耐的程度越来越高。
So that the temperature we can resist is higher and higher.
哦，所以我们即使站在神的面前。
Even if we are standing before God,
即使我们站在玻璃海上面
even if we are standing on the sea of glass,
即使底下有火在灼烧
and even if there is fire burning below us,
但是因为我们已经被炼过了
because we have undergone this treatment,
所以我们能够站得住脚
we are able to remain standing firm.
所以啊，那个患难对我们原是好的
so apparently, tribulation is actually good.
因为借着考验使我们能够炼净啊，能够承受更高的温度
because through trials we are purified and we can resist higher temperature.
使得我们在患难当中能够稳稳的站住啊，站在神的面前呢。
In this way, we can stand firm when the persecution comes.
因为这些日子的灾害啊，这一些日子的灾难有一天要过去啊。
Because one day all these tribulations will pass.
啊，不管是天灾人祸。
No matter if we are talking about human factors or natural factors.
假先知假基督。
False Christ and false prophets.
只要我们能够站立的稳。
If we are able to stand still.
能够在考验当中啊，能够度过。
And be able to withstand the persecution that comes.
有一天这些日子、这些灾难全部都要过去。
One day, all of this suffering will pass.
而那一天呐、啊，就是人子要降临的日子了。
And that very day will be the day when the Son of Man comes.
当人子降临的时候
，and when the Son of Man comes,
你过去所受的一切的苦啊，就有了回报。
All the sufferings you underwent in the past will be rewarded.
你所承受的一切啊，就有了价值。
Everything that you withstood in the past will see its value.
因为你要站在这个玻璃海上。
Because you will be standing in the sea of glass.
我们再看一下这个人子降临啊，也有一些兆头的。
And we can also see other signs for the coming of the Son of Man.
他说啊，人子兆头要显在天上啊。
It says here that the signs will appear in heaven.
地上万族要哀哭啊。
And all the tribes on earth will mourn.
为什么要哀哭
？What is the reason for such?
因为他们要看见、啊、被他们所钉死的耶稣降临、啊、
It is that they will see the Christ whom they crucified come up from heaven.
因为他们要看见了他们所不遵守的道理、啊、使他不遵守圣经、啊、最后他们不能够得救、啊、
The reason of their mourning is that they cannot be saved because they have not kept the teachings of the Bible.
基督徒不是用嘴巴讲的。
To be a Christian is not something that you can say.
作为一个基督徒不是嘴巴讲出来的。
To be a Christian is not something that you can define through words.
而是生活活出来的。
But actually you have to prove through your actions.
所以我们跟大家讲过啊，在欧洲啊，大家都是基督徒啊。
So we mentioned that in Europe, everyone apparently is a Christian.
不是天主教就是基督教，全部信耶稣啊。
If they're not Catholics, they are Christians who all believe in Jesus.
那你问他，他说他很虔诚啊。
If you ask them, they say, oh, I am very pious.
但是他可能一辈子只进教会三次。
But maybe they went to church only three times in their life.
生下来被抱去洗礼。
When they were born and they were taken to be baptized.
结婚在会堂。
And when they got married in the church.
死的时候啊，在会堂举行丧礼。
And also when after they died, the funeral is held in the church.
一辈子进去三次。
And they go to church three times in their whole life.
但是你问他，他说我很虔诚啊，我是好人，我是基督徒啊。
But even faced with those facts, they will tell you, I am a true Christian.
所以当人子降临的那一天。
So when the Son of Man comes.
这些人就要哀哭了。
These people shall mourn.
所以因为不是我自己说我是好人，我是好基督徒就可以得救的。
Because it is not that I say I'm a good Christian and that will give me that path to salvation.
是啊，要遵行天父旨意的人才能够得救啊。
But only those who do the will of the Father shall be saved.
因为他们要看见人子有能力有荣耀啊。
Because they shall see the power and the glory of the Son of Man.
所以对那些啊反对有神的。
And to those who are opposed to the existence of God.
那些拒绝相信世界有神的。
Those who reject the belief that there is a God.
在那一天他就要哀哭了。
In that day, they shall weep.
因为他要看见人子大有能力的降临。
For they shall see the coming of the Son of Man with glory.
是科学所没有办法解释的。
Which is something that science cannot explain.
是他的知识所没有办法帮助他的。
Which is something that their own understanding cannot fathom.
这个时候他们就要哀哭了。
Then they will weep.
在这里三十二节啊
，verse 32，
我们看三十二节
，verse 32。
那三十二节说，你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。三十三节
，33。
只要你们看见这一切的事，就该知道人子近了。好，那这里告诉我们说啊，我们要懂得细细的观察。
It says here that we should carefully observe.
因为啊，人子，你从观察你的环境，你就要知道说人子近了。
Because through observing our surroundings, we can see that the Son of Man is near.
那这里说啊，从无花果树学比方。
And Jesus says, learn from the parable of the fig tree.
当那个夏，当你看到无花果树发嫩长叶啊。
When you see the fig tree. Grow during the summer.
你就知道夏天来了哦。
You know that the summer is
near. 所以从你的那个环境当中，你就应该要能够看出来这个世界的末了近了。
So from the environment, you should likewise know that the end of the time is coming.
同时在这里啊，有另外一个预表哦。
At the same time, there is another sign.
这个无花果啊，这个无花果啊，是那个以色列的。是以色列的标记啊，以色列的标志哦。
And this prefiguration is that the fig tree is a symbol of the nation of Israel.
所以说当无花果树啊再一次的发嫩长叶哦。
So when the fig tree becomes tender and put forth leaves.
也是在讲到说再一次的有生命的出现啊。
It means that once again there is life.
所以从以色列啊，他在主前啊。在主前586年啊被毁灭以后哦。
When Israel was destroyed in year 586 BC.
从主前586年就没有这个国家了。
From that time there was no country of Israel.
甚至这个民族整个被打散了。
And the whole nation was scattered about.
所以按照人类学家的了解哦。
And according to historians.
任何一个民族只要被打散了200年。
If a nation is scattered around for 200 years or more.
它就会消失。
Then it will vanish.
因为有时候有通婚。
Because sometimes it will intermarry with other
nations. 所以那个血统就会消失。
And the blood will no longer be pure.
所以我们有时候今天在讲华人哦，在讲我们那个真正的中国人哦。
Sometimes when we talk about true Chinese, meaning the blood.
其实我们现今大部分的华人都不是纯中国人，都不是纯的。
Actually, what we call Chinese today is not really the pure Chinese bloodline
anymore. 你只要去看一下镜子哈。
If you go and look at yourself in the mirror.
如果你是双眼皮。
If you have double layer eyelids.
你就不是纯种。
Then you are not a purebred.
纯种的华人是单眼皮的。
Because a purebred Chinese actually have single eyelids.
自己割的不算啊。
And if you make them yourself, that obviously doesn't count.
哦，所以其实最早的中国人，最早那个纯种的中国人，现在几乎没有啦。
So in actuality, the pure Chinese race is no longer existing.
哦，所以一个民族只要被打散了200年啊，就会在通婚当中会消失，血统会消失啊。
But if a nation is scattered for 200 years as they intermarry, the bloodline disappears.
哦，但是世界上只有一个例外。
In this,
唯一的例外
on this earth, there is only one example,
啊，就是犹太人
which is the Jews.
哦，所以从主前586年被亡国啊，被打那个国家被消灭啊，整个民族四散啊。
When their country was destroyed in year 586 BC and they were scattered.
到主后1948年。
Until year 1948.
啊，经过了2400年左右啊。
After 2040 years or so.
啊，经过一个民族消失了2400年，还可以再一次的复国。
A nation that was cast off from their country for 2,000 plus years, reappears again in the surface of the earth.
所以1948年以色列复国了。
When in 1948, the Israelite country was established.
哦，这个重立的大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And the tabernacle of David was once again erected.
哦，不但能够重建他的国家。
Not only the country was rebuilt.
甚至里面的血统还是纯正的。
But actually, the bloodline also remained intact.
哦，所以这个叫做人类史上的一个奇迹啦。
This is actually something very rare throughout the course of human history.
啊，所以在这里说，当你看到那个无花果树发嫩长叶啊，你就要开始思考了哦。
Jesus says that you should meditate upon this when you see the fig tree becoming tender and putting forth leaves.
你就要知道这个末期近了。
And know that the end of the age is at hand.
啊，但是啊，多近？
But how close is it?
啊，很多人很喜欢猜啊。
Some people like to guess.
啊，尤其是有时候电影看多了哦。
Especially those who watch a lot of movies.
啊，看那个2012年啊，看了又很害怕。
And when they see 2010, they are afraid.
啊，看了如果害怕会多来聚会也是好事啦。
Excuse me, 2012. And if you are afraid because of that and you come to service more, that's actually for the better.
啊，但是真的是2012年吗
？But will the end really be in year 2012?
我们看一下第36节哦。
Let us see verse 36.
马太福音的24章36节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
啊，36节，但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子不知道，唯独父知道。好，那这里告诉我们呐、啊，说那个日子是哪一天
？So what is that day?
没有人知道。
The Bible says clearly, no one knows.
啊，所以如果有人告诉你说啊，我知道。
So if someone tells you, oh, I know.
假先知说谎话的。
Then he or she is a false prophet that is speaking lies.
不管是谁啊,
no matter who that person is,
不管再有名,
no matter how famous they are,
哦，只要他告诉你说是哪一天哪一个时候,
if they give you a time and a date,
哦，那个就是假先知了,
then he or she is a false prophet,
那就是说谎话的,
he or she is a liar.
哦，所以我们今天啊，很多你可以看到很多预测，很多人在预测末日啊。
Today many people try to estimate or prognosticate when the end will come.
其实预测末日是很没有意义的事情啊。
But actually this is a very senseless and useless thing to do.
那个圣经里面啊，告诉你一些景况，去让你去思考。
The Bible tells us the situations that we can meditate upon it.
天灾人祸、饥荒、战争、地震。
There are famine, wars, and pestilence and earthquakes.
是让我们去思考。
All these are for us to think.
让我们知道说我们已经近了。
For us to be reminded that the end is near.
啊，但是有多近
？But how near?
这个我们不需要去知道。
This is something we do not need.
也不可能知道的。
It's something that we cannot know.
哦，所以有时候我们看到有人讲什么圣经密码，解那个圣经密码。
So some people talk about the code in the Bible.
哦，有时候啊，有的人说他怎么做了一个什么梦啊
？Some people say that they had such and such a dream.
啊，千万不要相信哦。
Please do not believe what they say.
啊，因为啊，圣经里面说啊。没有人知道
，because the Bible says no one knows。
哦，所以啊，不要人家说什么你就信什么，这是很可悲的事情。
So don't believe whatever you are told. This
主耶稣已经告诉你了，没有人知道啊。
Something that Jesus told us, no one knows。
哦，所以我们啊，不需要去猜测这个。
Therefore, we do not need to guess。
哦，但是我们只要知道我们近了。
We only need to know that the end is near。
我们看37节啊。
Let's see verse 37。
他说：“挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的日子也要怎样。”38节。
38。
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟那日。39节。
39。
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去了。人子降临也是这样。40节。
40。
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。41。
41。
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一 个。好，告诉我们说啊，这个人子降临啊，是没有我们没有想到的。
So it says here that when the Son of Man comes, it is something that we did not foresee.
哦，所以不需要去猜。
So we do not need to guess.
因为绝对猜不出来。
Because we will not guess it right.
哦，但是在这个不要猜当中。
But among this warning, to not guess.
他告诉我们说啊，随时都有可能啊。
We are told that it could come at any time.
哦，随时这个随时都有可能，那个人子要再来啊。
It could be any time when the Son of Man comes.
啊，但是啊，什么叫做世界末了？
What is the end of the world?
什么叫做这个末日的临到？
What is the coming of the end of the ages?
啊，什么这其中有两个啊，有两种可能性啊。
There are actually two possibilities.
啊，第一个就是哎，真的灾害来的人子降临啊。
The first is that the persecution and the tribulation comes and the Son of God comes.
啊，那个就是末日临到啦。
That is the end of the world.
什么时候？
When will that happen?
说不定今天晚上啊。
Maybe tonight.
哦，你怎么知道不是？
How do you know it is not going to be like
this? 如果是今天晚上。
If it is tonight.
哇，那问题大啦。
Then we have a problem.
我想在座啊，包括我在内，问题都很大啦。
And for all of us, including me.
啊，如果今天啊就是最后一天
，If today is our last day，
啊，请问你要怎么过你要怎么过今天
？Then how will you spend your remaining hours？
啊，所以这是第一个
，This is the first。
第一个可能就是哎，今天呐、啊、真的是末期啦， which, 末日啊，人子要临到啦。
Which is that today is the time when the Son of Man comes？
那第二个可能
，Second，
就是当你咽下最后一口气的时候
，It is when you expire。
啊，也对啦啊。就是当你离开世间的时候、哦、
It is when you breathe your last breath and depart from this world.
在那个时候、啊、对我们个人来讲啊，就是末期来到啦。
To us, that would be the end of our time.
所以一个人要得救、哦、只有活着的时候才能得救啊。
So we can only be saved as long as we are alive.
如果今天一个人啊，咽下了最后一口气
，If today we give our last breath，
我们叫做盖棺论定啊。
We say that the matter has been set in stone.
在那棺材盖下去了，咽下最后一口气了。
Or in other words, when as the Chinese say, when the a tomb is sealed.
对我们个人来讲啊，就是。末日来到了、
啊。To us, that is our personal end of the world.
那、你只能等待啊。
You can only wait for it to come.
已经没有，就是没有机会了。
And you have no more chance.
能得救的就是能得救，不能得救就是不能得救了。
If you can be saved, then good. If not, you cannot do anything about it.
所以这两种可能都有可能发生在我们身上啊。
So these two possibilities are actually likely in our life.
这两种可能，搞不好都可能发生在今天晚上啊。
And these two might actually happen, at the same time tonight.
我们都不知道自己能够活多久。
We do not know how many years we have left.
有人活得长，有人活得短。
Some people longer, some shorter.
但是不管我们活长或活短
，But no matter if we live long or not.
我们都必须要问自己一个问题啊。
We need to ask ourselves a question.
如果今天死亡临到
，If today death comes to you.
如果今天人子再临
，If today the Son of Man comes.
我能够面对吗
？Can I see him face to
face? 我预备好了吗
？Am I prepared?
我能够平安见主吗
？Can I see him with peace in my heart?
所以这是我们今天必须要去常常去思考的一个问题啊。
This is something we should always think.
因为没有人知道是什么时候。
Because we don't know when the time will be.
那一日会突然的临到我们。
That day will come all of a sudden.
你像说这一次的日本的大地震。
If we think about the earthquake in Japan.
有人会想到日本会突然出现一个九级的地震吗
？How many people thought that would be a scale 9 earthquake?
在那一瞬间啊，有时候在想，在那一瞬间当死亡临到的时候。
And when that when the death comes in those moments，
里面这些面对死亡的人心里在想什么
？What would those people who are about to die think？
在地震完之后
，and after the earthquake is finished，
一瞬间那个海啸就冲上来了。
Seconds later, the tsunami comes.
结果啊，数以万计的人就这样子消失了。
And tens of thousands of people vanish in an instant.
他们有想到说那是会是他们最后一天吗？
Would they have thought that was their last day?
他们会想说，从地震存活下来，居然会被海啸冲走吗
？Would they have thought that even though they escaped the earthquake, they would be killed by the tsunami?
我是想说，在那一瞬间啊，他们在想什么
？And we would think, what was in their minds?
是不是心里充满了后悔呢
？Would they be filled with regret?
后悔没有赚更多的钱吗
？Regret of What would the regret be not making more money?
我想应该是不会啊。
I think that might not be the case.
我想他们可能在想什么。我常在想，他们可能在想什么。
I wonder what would they be thinking.
我在把我自己放在那个位置上面。
And I put myself in their shoes.
如果今天面对人生的最后一刻
，If this was the last moment in my life，
我会想什么
？What would be my mind？
结果我达到一个答案哦。
And then I came up with an answer.
可能答案是主啊，救我。
Maybe it would be the words。Lord save me.
我还没有预备好。
Because I am not prepared.
主啊，我还不能见你哦。
Lord, I am not ready to see you.
所以我们今天啊，所以我们今天啊，下一刻要发生什么事，我们所没有办法预知的。
We cannot know what will happen the next second in our lives.
但是在那一刻啊，就如洪水一样啊，要把人给冲去了。
But if that moment comes, it will be like the great flood who washes everyone and everything away.
在不知不觉当中，洪水来了啊，就把人冲去了。
Without knowing it, the great flood will come and wash everything with it.
四十二节
，verse 42。
四十二节说，所以你们要警醒啊。
It says, watch therefore.
因为你们不知道主是哪一天来哦。
For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。四十四节。
44.
所以你们要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了哈。那这里是主耶稣最后给我们的一个警告。
This is the last warning we receive from Jesus.
他说啊，你们问这么多。
You ask much.
你要问末日的景况。
Says Jesus, but also ask about the signs of the end.
你要问那个人子降临的兆头。
And you want the signs of the coming of the Son of Man.
好啊，我全部告诉你啦。
Okay, I have told you all of it.
但是这些问题啊，不是真正正确的。
But these questions are not actually the focus of our attention.
他说啊，你知道末世的兆头。
You know the signs of the end of the age.
知道人子再降临的预表的预兆。
Now you know the signs of the coming of the Son of Man.
重点是你们要预备啊。
The point of all of it is that you should be ready.
今天就算你知道了。
Even if you know it.
你知道人子什么时候要再来。
You know what time the Son of Man is coming.
你知道人子再来有什么预表。
You know what signs shall happen before that
comes. 但是你不预备。
But you do not prepare.
你没有改变。
And you do not change yourself.
你没有洗礼。
You do not baptize.
你没有在信仰上走得更远。
You are not baptized and you do not walk further down the path of faith.
你没有把握可以得救。
And you do not have the certainty of being saved.
那这样子，当人子临到的时候，对，知道这些对你有什么好处呢？
Then if the Son of Man comes, what good is to you if you do not prepare?
所以今天问题不在人子降临有什么预兆。
So today the matter is not what sign we shall see before the coming of the Son of Man.
今天的问题在人子降临的时候，我预备好了吗？
The question instead is whether we are ready when the Son of Man comes.
所以在这里，主耶稣最后给我们的结论。
So,The conclusion that the Lord gives
就是我们要预备
is that we also should be ready.
因为在我们想不到的时候啊，人子就要临到了哦。
Because at the most unexpected hour, the Son of Man will come.
所以在这个马太福音二十四章
in Matthew chapter 24,
主耶稣以你们要谨慎作为开头。
Jesus starts saying, "Take heed."
到最后是以你们要预备作为结束。
And then ends with.Be ready.
所以我们今天要问同样的问题。
So today we should ask ourselves the same question.
人子降临有什么预兆啊？
What are the signs of the coming of the Son of Man?
只有一个答案。
There is only one answer to that.
你们要谨慎。
Take heed.
你们要预备。
And be ready.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
我们唱诗226首。
226。One, two, three, four.
换一个吧。
好，那个中文英文结束不一样哦。
We have different endings for the Chinese and English version.
英文有五节啊，所以我们唱四节就结束哦。
So we ended at the fourth verse, which is the last one in Chinese.
那感谢主耶稣啊，我们要一起来祷告，做上午聚会结束，来做上午的聚会的结束。
Thank God for the service this morning. We are now going to make the concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中，特别为现在日本哦，日本这一次灾害很严重哦。特别为那些在灾难当中的人来代祷。
We pray, let us intercede for those who are affected by the disaster in Japan.
在祷告当中要感谢神啊，神保守我们平安啊。
And at the same time, let us give thanks to God because we are at peace.
不要把这个平安视为理所当然的。
Don't think of this peace as something that you take for granted.
因为下一刻要发生什么事，我们真的不知道。
Because we do not know what's going to happen the next second.
所以一方面为他们代祷，一方面也要懂得感谢，为自己以及家人的平安来感谢神。
So on one hand, let us pray for the people in Japan who were affected, and also let us thank God for the peace that we and our families enjoy.
更要求神赐给我们智慧哦。
Let also ask God for wisdom.
在这个现今这个不平安哦、不安稳的世界道，让我们能够看清楚啊，这个人生的本质哦。
So that we can see the true value and the essence of life in this society that is so unstable and unpredictable.
让我们能够在这个人生当中有一个正确的方向跟目标。
May we be able to find the right direction and the right aim for our life.
能够找到真正的价值。
And find the true value.
所以不管我们生活不管我们接下来所要面对是什么样的环境。
So no matter what we are meant to be faced with the next moment.
或顺或逆。
And be it good times or bad times.
都能够站立得稳。
And we ask God that we can stand firm.
持守我们的信仰直到永生。
And also endure with our faith till the end.
在耶稣再临的那一天。
And when the moment that Jesus Christ comes.
我们每一个人都能够很有自信的平安见主。
We can very boldly and peacefully see the Lord.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray together.